What is up, everyone?
What up?
I'm Chelsea. I'm here with my sister-in-law, Avery. Say hi.
Hey.
And we are the Practice What You Preach podcast. The podcast where we suck at taking our own advice and telling people what to do every day at our jobs, and we're sick of it. We're just sick of it.
So tired, guys.
So we're taking our advice now and getting healthy with bi-weekly challenges.
Perfect. Okay. I'm good.
All right. So in all seriousness, this is our disclaimer. Before you decide to try anything that we do on this podcast or talk about on this podcast, go to your physician and get medical clearance for it. Some things might not be appropriate for you to do, and that's okay. They'll give you a good step forward and point you in the appropriate direction. Also, if it's in regards to food, go talk to a registered dietitian, because they're the ones that are really going to be able to tell you what's good and what's not for you. So that being said, this is where you can find us. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find us at Practice What You Preach Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. On Twitter, our handle is PWYP Podcast. Lastly, you can find us at Patreon at patreon.com/practicewhatyoupreachpodcast. We're working on putting some exclusive content on the website for you guys, and that's a great way for you to help support us in order to keep this podcast on the air, because it does cost a little bit of dinero out of our own pockets to keep it up and running. That's okay. We enjoy it. And then we have our Gmail account, practicewhatyoupreachpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, extreme fears, or just in general really good feedback, you can email us there.
Especially your extreme fears. We like to hear about that.
That'll be interesting. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment, and share with your friends. The more you guys share, the bigger we can make this podcast, the more we can do with it. We would really appreciate it. And we do appreciate everybody that has shared us with a friend or family member.
Yeah, and we also, I'm going to do this real quick. I apologize. We have a new Patreon subscriber, and her name is Sienna. So shout out to you.
Hi, Sienna.
Thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. You're phenomenal.
Thanks. You know the little avocado kid?
No, I don't. What?
It's the video where the kid opens a present of the avocado. His parents give it, and he's like, avocado. Thanks. Because he's trying to be like proper and say thank you for his present.
See, if I gave you or Nick an avocado, I think you legit would be like, thank you so much.
Really?
Nick would. Nick loves avocados.
I'm indifferent.
Lame.
I like them, but, you know.
Continue, Chal.
All right. So we don't have anything for our cleanup corner that I can recall. As far as our chubby puppy segment goes, not a whole lot of updates going on there. He's still fat. We're still working on it. He has not gotten into any cat food, though, so that's a plus.
Oh, that's huge. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's gone a whole week or whole 2 weeks without eating cat food. This is a record.
That's pretty impressive. I do want to say, because you just told me this, that Lana, our other puppy, has high cholesterol.
She okay? does. Yeah.
So, and that is affecting her vision somewhat. And we are actually going to be on a podcast soon, and we will give you guys more details that goes over cholesterol, what it is, how you can lower it, and a bunch of other stuff. I'm just going to say the podcast it's on right now, so you can look ahead of time, is called Curiosity, and that's C-U-R-I-O-S-U-S.
Curious. It's Curious City. Curiosity.
Say it again, Chell.
Curious, C-U-R-I-O-U-S. City. C-I-T-Y.
Perfect.
But it's Curiosity.
So it's Curious City.
I'm pretty sure that's how
no,
it's
that's
spelled.
It. Okay. That's it. All right. And the podcast host is great. His name's Calvin. He's super smart.
Really cool.
He likes to go deep into the details of the science. He gets down to the nucleus, and we appreciate that. Where we are a little bit broader. So it was kind of a fun podcast to do with him. So look out for it. We'll put links. We'll give you more information as it gets closer.
Yep. Yep. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. Over the last 2 weeks, we did a challenge where we followed the paleo diet.
What's that, Chelsea? Oh, you sound like a paleolithic individual.
I try. So, before we go into how we did with the paleo diet, we wanted to recap why we chose the challenge. So From my perspective, I have done this before religiously, I might add. I did it religiously for about 6 months, back when I did CrossFit and was just getting into health and wellness in college. So I know I felt better on it, and I knew it was possible to do it, which was nice. But we wanted to revisit it because it was fairly new to Nick and Avery.
Yeah, so Nick and I had done it we did it a few weeks before the actual podcast, which is why we thought it would be a good topic. And I wanted to focus on clean eating, something that'll help me lose weight, and then just being good to my body diet-wise, where it's not too restricting. Because a lot of the diets are like, you can only eat 1,200 calories and blah, 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 and I can't play that. I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And with that, I want to talk about what the paleo diet is, and I'm sure most people have heard about it at this point. The basic concept of the paleo diet, as we think about it today, started to spring up occasionally since about the 1960s. It's come in waves. It's also called the caveman diet.
Yep.
Right? It's supposed to mimic what people ate in the Paleolithic era, which, if you don't know what that is, that's about 2.5 million to 10,000 years ago. So that's a pretty wide...
2.5 million, and...
to 10,000 years ago. The wording is a little bit off in my notes. Just disregard it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So a long time ago... the argument is that we are not genetically adapted to the foods that we eat now, and there was less disease in the Paleolithic era, so we should be going back to what they ate for our modern day health. The paleo diet is supposed to decrease your risk of chronic disease, which looks like, you know, your morbid obesity, your cardiovascular disease and diabetes, high cholesterol, all that good stuff. It's supposed to help you lose weight and also optimize your heart health. It's also supposed to be appealing for diabetes management because it primarily focuses on non-starchy fruits and vegetables, and naturally it calls for foods low on the glycemic index. If you want to learn a little bit more about some of that stuff, you can always go to paleodiet.com. There's a whole website about it. And then to add on top of that, because you're eating foods that are abundant in fresh fruits and vegetables, you're taking in more fiber. It's higher protein than the average Western diet, I'll say. So average person here in America eats about 15% of their calories in protein, or gets about 15% of their calories from protein, whereas paleo, you're usually hanging out in like the 20 to 35% range of protein. And then it also, just by nature of the diet, is really higher in fat intake. However, it more so focuses on monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats with balanced omega-3 and omega-6 fats instead of trans fats and just omega-6 polyunsaturated fats. That's a pretty huge distinction. So that's basically not just getting your fats from processed foods and beef. It's like incorporating your fish oil, fats from nuts, avocado, stuff like that. So that's like the basic premise of the diet. If you go onto the Mayo Clinic website, it kind of breaks it down a little bit simpler for you. So basically you're eating non-starchy fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, lean meats, especially grass-fed or wild animals, wild game. That's a pretty important component of it because they really try to stay away from like commercial farming and whatnot.
Yeah, because a lot of those animals are fed with corn, and we're trying to avoid corn entirely.
Yes.
No corn.
Yes. It calls for a lot of fish, which have the omega-3 fatty acids in it. So that's like your salmon, mackerel, and tuna. And then oils from fruits and nuts, such as olive oils or walnut oils. A lot of people like coconut oil, too. That's a huge, like, thing now. As far as foods that you want to avoid go, you want to avoid grains like your wheat, oat, and barley.
Any grain, period.
Any grain.
No grains.
Any grain, because technically grain is an agricultural product and you're not supposed to eat any kind of agricultural product. Legumes, that's your beans, lentils, peanuts, and peas, which sucks because I love peanuts and beans, actually. You should not have any dairy products, although I think goat milk is okay.
Yes, because there's less lactose in it. So that's kind of the thing with milk. You just, the amount of lactose that's in actual milk isn't good for our stomachs. We're not created to drink cow milk. But there's less of that lactose, so our body can tolerate it a little bit better. So it's iffy. Some people say no milk, period. But if you're going to have milk, and then goat yogurt are the two things that you can potentially have.
Got it. You also want to stay away from refined sugar or added sugars, for that matter. You want to stay away from salt. This one's a little bit iffy. Potatoes. Some people on paleo will eat potatoes. Some people will only eat specific potatoes, and then other people will not eat any potatoes. I think for us, we said sweet potatoes were okay.
Yes, they're less starchy, less carbohydrates, so sweet potatoes are supposedly better.
Right. And then you want to avoid highly processed foods in general. So think if it came in a bag, a box, or was pre-cooked or any of that stuff in any way, shape, or form, it's been processed and you can't eat it.
If you can't understand the labels on the ingredients, it's a no-go.
Right. And I've also heard if it has an expiration date,
yeah,
on it, you can't eat it.
Yep.
So that's what to avoid. Again, just to highlight some of the benefits, you can lose weight on it because you're taking out a lot of the sugars, a lot of the processed foods, a lot of the starchy foods, a lot of the fried foods, most of the stuff that we tend to like. It can improve your glucose tolerance, mean that your risk for diabetes is less. It can help control your blood pressure better. It can help lower your triglycerides, which is part of the lipid panel. And then it can also help manage your appetite a little bit better. So that's the positive side of paleo. Before I go any farther, do you want to add anything?
No, like that's really covers it. I know it's a lot to think about. So basically no processed foods, no added sugars, honey, like natural honey, agave, and things that's like okay, that are yeah. fine. No milk, no dairy products, no yeah. grains.
Yeah.
Like anything that's a lot of people are like, oh, I'm lactose intolerant, or oh, I can't have gluten. Those things are the things that we need to avoid. And that's right. for specific reasons. Our bodies are not made for that.
Right. And we just highlighted the positives. So I did really want to touch very slightly on the criticisms of the paleo diet. I don't want to go too into it. Because honestly, like, we could sit here and talk about paleo diet and criticisms and benefits for, like, the next 2 days.
Yeah, along with any other diet. Yeah. There's pros and cons.
Yeah, a million ways to do the right thing, a million ways to do the wrong thing. Just some of the criticisms include the fact that we have adapted or evolved since the Paleolithic era. Therefore, we don't need to follow the same diet. Our ancestors may not have had chronic diseases like obesity and diabetes, but they did have their fair share of their own health issues. So to say that the paleo diet is like the perfect one isn't necessarily an accurate assumption. Also, if you really want to get technical about it, and really want to get nitpicky about it, going to the store to buy your meat and your fruits and vegetables is a no-no. Because if you're really Paleolithic, you should be hunting your meat. You should be going out and picking your own fruits and vegetables.
That's true, because the stuff we end up getting are days and weeks old.
Yep.
Not fresh, fresh.
Yep. So, but that's if you want to be real nitpicky about it. But we'll leave it at that. Okay. How did you do, Avery?
All right. So, as I said, Nick and I had dabbled in paleo before this episode, so we were pretty familiar with it so far. And once you get started, you're like, holy crap, what am I supposed to eat? Like, I can't have dairy. I can't have grains. And our diet before this was heavily based on dairy grains, especially rice. We love rice.
Yeah.
We love tortillas more than anything on this planet.
Naturally.
And then cheese, like, that's my downfall. You can give me a block of cheese and I'm a happy girl.
Oh, yeah.
So you just have to go and look at websites that have a lot of paleo recipes, and you'll start to find different, like, they have, like, paleo cheesecake, paleo cakes. They have, like, paleo ramen, the paleo everything. So you can find an adapted version to your favorite recipes that are going to be close to good.
Go ahead. I just have a quick question, though.
Please.
Technicality here. if it's like paleo ramen or like paleo something that's in a package, isn't it technically not paleo because it's packaged?
So
it's not fresh. It's just made with paleo ingredients.
We made a lot of it homemade. So, like, our paleo ramen, we got the meat, we got the broth and everything like that. And I can't remember what else was in it that made it so delicious. I think there was, like, sweet potatoes and and pork belly and something else in there. Sorry, Nick's kind of cueing what was in there. But we got separate ingredients. Most of it wasn't packaged. We tried our best to make sure everything was fresh.
That makes sense.
So it wasn't like processed or like preserved or anything like that. We do like, we get all the ingredients for it. Is there anything else you want to fight about real quick?
No, not yet. No.
Okay. So we did really good at looking up websites that found like sloppy, like, okay, I'll just go over our favorite recipes. So the favorite thing we had was an Instant Pot ramen. As I said, that was flipping delicious. We had lamb and bison meatloaf in muffin cups with bacon around it and then sweet potato like frosting on top. It was freaking good. So you put, okay, I see your face. So you're putting the meat. Okay, you're putting the bacon around the muffin pan.
Got it.
Around the little circle. You
got
put
it.
The meat in the middle of the bacon.
I'm following.
You bake it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you steam up some sweet potatoes and season it, and then you put it on top of it. It looks like a cupcake, but it's a meat cupcake, which is like the best type of cupcake with sweet potatoes. It's a mupcake. It was delicious. It was really good. Listen, open your culinary mind and it'll make sense.
All right.
So we did the meatloaf muffins. We did sloppy joes with sweet potatoes. We did a stupid amount with sweet potatoes. That's one of the staples in our diet. And we personally love it. We did gyros, which was delicious. And we did some hunting and we found almond flour tortillas that are so close to regular tortillas that you get so satiated. It was so freaking good. Go ahead.
I just have such a hard time believing that they taste like real tortillas.
I'm going to have to bring you some, Chell, because these were actually amazing. They're called siete tortillas, so there's only 7 ingredients in it, and it's all natural. Delicious.
All I'm saying is that freshly made tortillas from my Nana will make me wake up out of a dead sleep. I don't know if almond flour tortillas would do that.
I think, you know what? We'll have to debate it. It's close. It's close. So we did really well. It was easy to do. I just do like eggs and then uncured salami, so it's not processed. And then fruits, vegetables, and nuts for my lunch. Very easy to make ahead of time. And then we just had some really delicious, very fulfilling dinners. And we can post the links to all those. So this was great for me. And then for breakfast, we have like eggs and avocado and bacon. That didn't change too much. After a while, we got used to not having bread and everything like that. We would have a cheat meal, though, and once we had that cheat meal, if we had, like, bread, I would feel so bloated and uncomfortable for, like, a full day afterwards. And then if I had cheese, it was, like, a national bathroom emergency. And 30 minutes after I ate, like, I could not handle it. I felt so awful. So I really like the fact that this diet takes out some of those things that over the last few hundred years we've eaten more and more and more of and that our bodies aren't necessarily accustomed to. So now I know what my body handles and what it doesn't. So I really appreciated that. The other thing is we've lost like a lot of weight doing this. So Nick and I, so now we're in March. Nick and I started in January. Dabbling with it hardcore, and Nicholas has lost 27 pounds and I'm around like 11 pounds and I cheat a little bit more than Nick does.
Nick is like,
he's so disciplined.
Yeah,
if he's gonna do it, he's gonna do it, so he doesn't have to do it again later.
Yeah,
that's what I love about him. So this whole thing, and I feel better, I have more energy whenever I go to the gym, I'm not as exhausted. I think the paleo diet is attainable. It's something that I also think is sustainable. Like, you can do it long term and you're going to be fine. You just find those little alternates for everything. So for me, I really loved it. It's working well for me and I think it's something I'm going to definitely continue. Tell me, Chelsea.
Do you really want to know about my experience?
I need to know, girl.
All right. So I kept screwing up without realizing that I was screwing up. And keep in mind that when I actually did this hardcore, I was, how old was I? 20.
You were a baby.
6 years ago.
Aww.
And since then, I always thought that I followed something relatively similar to paleo, like hardcore paleo. And after doing this, I'm like, I didn't at all.
Tell me some of your issues, yeah. Chelsea.
So, first week I did my meal prep, because I do that. And
no, let's do this.
You're just gonna roast me, I know. Yep. It. So for my dinner, I had bought like all these radishes from the farmer's market, and I needed to figure out something to cook with the radishes. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sick of chicken that I was like, I'll just throw in some tofu. I eat tofu fairly frequently.
Oh, tofu. Huh. That's really interesting, Chelsea. I'm not educated in tofu. Could you tell me what tofu is made of, maybe?
It's not paleo.
It's not paleo? Okay. Learning experience.
So my dinners
one.
That week weren't paleo because I had tofu.
Okay.
So that was 5 days of dinners that weren't paleo.
We all make mistakes.
And then the next week, I did for my lunch a baked sweet potato with taco meat on it and then more radish because I had a lot of radish. And without thinking about it, the first day I added in black beans and corns into the taco meat because that's what I'm used to doing.
Yeah, and it's so filling once you, if you do have those.
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound paleo.
It's not. Because beans are a legume.
What about corn, though?
Corn's an agricultural product.
So you can't have corn.
So you can't have corn. So you can't have beans. Okay. So that day, I messed up my lunch. And then I went the rest of the week with just plain sweet potato and meat without anything else in it. For one of my breakfasts, I had a chocolate chia seed pudding sweetened with honey instead of sugar. I had an egg bake with mustard greens that was really good. I made a pork loin with root vegetables that was really, really good. And you smelled it, and it smelled amazing. The one that I cooked in my crock pot.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And then the last one that I tried, I have two different paleo Instant Pot cookbooks. And I found a recipe for Colafredo in one of my cookbooks. So I decided to give it a go. And it's just the sauce. It's basically like a paleo Alfredo sauce. And I had it with zoodles, but like the combination of the zucchini and the Colafredo all at the same time, like I wasn't impressed with it. So then I decided the last day I didn't have any more zucchini, but I did have pasta, like legit kind of pasta.
Real pasta?
Like wheat pasta.
Like
yeah.
Grain pasta.
Grain pasta, not paleo pasta. And I tried it on like regular pasta, and it actually tasted so much better like with the regular pasta than it did the zoodles.
That's a good alternate for future use, even though pasta is not paleo. Paleo,
yeah.
Pasta,
yeah,
is zoodles.
Yes, or like you told me, zucchini. No.
Sweet potato noodles.
I'll have to try that next time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think during the 2 weeks, I think this was one of the weeks that I went down like 3 pounds.
Okay. That's a lot in
a week.
That's good.
Though the 2 weeks.
The
2 weeks, it was 3 pounds.
How did you feel?
I felt fine. I mean, I probably wasn't as bloated, and I don't think that I was retaining as much water.
Okay.
Because I think that I was looking a little bit thinner, but...
So I do have to tell you, whenever we do paleo, I didn't know that you're not allowed to have as much salt. So we salt everything.
Is that paleo?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, no. But back then, I guess pepper wouldn't be paleo, would it?
I don't know, man.
Did people crack pepper?
I didn't Google that one.
I gotta Google that later. It's fine. So I messed up, too, so it's okay.
Okay. So yay or nay?
For me? Super yay. I like it. It's attainable. It's not like keto where you have to, like, measure your carbs, and if you go over, you're just gonna get out of it, and you screwed over your whole diet. You can make some pretty delicious stuff with paleo ingredients. So, Chelsea, tell me about your experience.
Well, I just did. I'll give you my yay or nay.
Yeah, give me your yay or nay. Your overall.
I just want somebody to tell me why I can't have beans.
I think you have to grow them, Chel. And I think that means
so if I grow beans, can I eat them?
No, I think the whole point of the paleo diet is that it's paleolithic, and we weren't at the point that we were making beans yet.
Yeah, but so genetically, we're not at the point where we were 2 million years ago.
No, I know, and that's one of like the controversial parts of paleo but that is why the paleo diet is as it is. We had not been processing beans through our body yet, so that is why we don't have beans.
I don't know, man. I like it. I think that they're good guidelines because it gets you away from, like, fried foods and nasty foods and processed foods and all that. But I don't think that all of the foods that we eat right now are necessarily bad. Yes, I think that there's, like, bad farming and agricultural practices. I think that a lot of the foods that we eat are tainted in one way or another, and that eating them in their natural form are the best way to have them. But why are beans so bad? I'm not even going to ask you why corn is bad, because I got an earful of this from both you and Nick 15 minutes before we started this.
I don't know what else to tell you other than our bodies at that
point. I think that things in moderation are fine. But if this is what it's going to take to get somebody to stop eating Oreos all freaking day long and maybe put down a Big Mac, then I'll say go for it.
So what is your overall, Chelsea?
Meh.
Okay. We think we've had two episodes in a row that you've said meh, so you got to give us something more.
Okay, I'll say go for it.
Okay. There's no harm in it, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
It's not bad advice. It's just, I question why you have to get rid of some things. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So, yay-ish on both of our parts.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I think that we got a little bit heated there. And I'm sorry.
We're going to fight after this.
Are you ready for your icebreaker?
I hope so.
All right. I gotta get my question again. It disappeared on me. Okay. I have a general idea of what question I was gonna ask you to begin with, so I'll just wing it. How about that?
I guess that's fine. We can also pause so you can get the right one. Whatever works for you.
Let me get the right one.
Prior preparation prevents poor performance is what my grandfather always said.
I know, Chelsea. What your grandfather says. Okay, I got it. I got it right here.
Okay.
All right. And again, this is a season of Would You Rathers. So, who would you rather sound like for the rest of your life? SpongeBob? Or Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, God. Ooh. Those are both bad. Those are both... I don't think you know the answer to this.
Actually, you have to know. Well, I switched the answer around a little, the question around a little bit. Okay. The original question was Jar Jar Binks or Siri. And I knew who you were going to pick. So I decided to throw SpongeBob in there.
That's hard, dude. Okay, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, man. Okay. I think it's safe to say that we both love Jar Jar Binks. Right?
Yeah.
And most Star Wars people will hate us for saying that.
But fun fact about me is that for too long, in some people's opinions, I had a driver's license that said Jar Jar on it. And I solely did this to piss people off. And I know I did, because I would have people that had Star Wars logos on the back of my car pull up in front of me and stomp on their brakes like, hey, forget you. You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to Star Wars. And that is true.
So I think if I had to choose between Jar Jar and SpongeBob for the rest of my life.
Yep.
All my life.
All my life.
I would rather sound like SpongeBob. Reason being is because people love SpongeBob and people hate Jar Jar.
But that voice.
So I will walk around talking like SpongeBob so I don't get killed.
Oh, God. So here's my mentality on it. My gut instinct is Jar Jar. I want to sound like Jar Jar. Jar Jar is what I want to be. But... in a medical profession, like, if a nurse comes up to you and is like, you so swollen, sir, like, it's not going to go well. You're not going to want to listen to that person. And you're going to also say, what are you saying? And then, I don't know, Jar Jar reminds me of clumsiness and just stupidity occasionally as much.
What the heck is SpongeBob?
SpongeBob's just a really positive person and has a high-pitched voice. I'd rather have that high-pitched voice and have people listen to me than Jar Jar Binks. But, God, I would love Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks personal, SpongeBob professional.
You can't. It's gotta be one.
No, that's not true, because in my regular personal life versus work life, I have two different voices. I have a customer service voice, and then I have my normal voice.
Everybody has that.
I'm just saying.
SpongeBob has a customer service voice, too, you know.
He's always customer service. SpongeBob is literally all about customer service. If you know SpongeBob, you would know that, Chelsea.
He's got a customer service voice. Trust me.
Okay. Let's go watch some SpongeBob after this.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, then.
So, yeah, that's my verdict. That was a good one.
All right. Take it away.
I'm going to take it. So, this next challenge we're going to do is something
so excited
that I have not heard about until beautiful Chelsea came into my life, guys. So, we're doing something called Thai bow boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's excited about it. Something about some Billy Banks dude.
Billy Banks!
And his really skinny, fit wife.
Yeah.
So Billy Banks is a gentleman who in like the 80s and 90s made the Thai bow boxing, and it's a mix between strength exercises, aerobic exercises, and martial arts. It's just really interesting. So there's a bunch of videos he does, and it's supposed to just be like a full body workout and get you pumped. You know how those like 90s music is. It's just like, it's great. It's great motivational music. So we're going to do this for the next 2 weeks for about 15 minutes. I'm okay with doing it because I had fun doing Zumba and I thought that was going to be weird. And it's not necessarily dancing in my house anymore. It's like fighting stuff. So I like fighting. So I'm okay with Thai bo, I guess. And then my other reason is because you're kind of making me do this because I don't know anything really much about it, Chelsea. So
I'm so excited for
tell
this.
Me why you're so excited about Thai bo.
Dude, I grew up doing this with my mom and she would always have the Thai bo videos.
No, you literally did this with Aaron?
Yeah. Couple times
like
yeah.
In your living room.
Yep.
Did you have like sweatbands?
No,
you guys should have sweatbands.
No, I was never old enough for sweatbands. But yeah, I used to do it all the time and I loved it. I did it in high school a lot. Like I would go home, put it in my little VCR because I had like the VHS.
Hold on, stop. In high school,
yeah,
you had a VHS player still?
Yeah, because okay, this is how my family worked. Okay, Nick and Alex got the nice, like, flat screen TV for their room. I had a little, like, 12 by 12 portable camping TV that had a VCR connected to it. And I had that up until the time I was 18 years old.
So
we took it camping with us on our camping trips, and then it just sat in my room.
You were the youngest.
Yeah.
So you got.
They also had the Xbox and all the video games in their room. So unless I like begged them to go into their room to play the Xbox, and most of the time they would just like kill me in Halo for an hour until I decided to quit. I didn't play video games. To this day, I still do not play video games because I never had access to it.
So you're basically like a decade behind where you should be.
At that time.
No, I think we're still there, Chelsea. Because for someone to say, I love Thai bo,
dude, it was so fun.
In their mid-20s makes me a little nervous.
It's fun, man. Trust me.
I'm going to trust you for
look
the next.
Look, I don't smile. Look at how big my smile is on my face.
It's making me nervous. I'm very nervous.
There's such good workouts, man.
Okay, so we're doing Thai bo in our homes, like 15, probably 30 minutes
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
On top of our regular exercising, which we've been really good at doing.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know how it goes, and we'll give you a little bit more details on this Billy Banks dude that Chelsea
wants. Yeah, we'll do some research. Billy Banks, man, I can't believe you never heard of him.
No.
He's awesome.
I saw he
was like another Chuck Norris, kind of.
Yeah, the black Chuck Norris.
Kind of.
We'll see about that. All right, well, that's really all I have to say. We're gonna do this. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Patreon for some videos of us Thai bowing. Is that how you say it?
Thai bow. Doing Thai bow.
Doing the Thai bows.
Engaging
upon the Thai bow.
Performing
Thai bows. All of that fun stuff on social media. And I'm gonna let Chelsea leave you with a motivational quote for the day.
You ready?
Please.
Wherever you are, be all there. And that is by Jim Elliot.
I like that.
Be all, about all there.
Mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the present zone. Yep.
Give
focus.
100% of your attention. Whatever you're doing.
100.
0 to 100.
0 to 100.
That's a Letterkenny reference if nobody else gets it. Watch that show.
Go watch Letterkenny. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here with us. We love you guys. Go out there and practice what you preach.
Preach.